When will I turn away from sins, Ya Rabb? When will I, oh Allah, become good, Ya Rabb?
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani channel, welcome back to our سلسلة. And inshallah عز وجل, in this سلسلة we try to highlight some of the major sins that have been mentioned in the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, or that have been mentioned in the Quran. And inshallah azza wa jal, today we're going to talk about another major sin, and again it is widely, you know, common in our society as well. And this sin, this major sin, is for those people who do not pay their zakat. As we know, Allah azza wa jal has mentioned in many parts of the Quran relates to zakat, and in many verses of the Quran where salah is mentioned, Allah Azza wa Jal has also mentioned zakat with it as well. Wa aqimu salah wa atu zakah. And there are many verses in the Quran that are salah and zakat together. Today inshallah Azza wa Jal, we're going to learn about this major sin that a lot of people have drowned themselves in. And it's very important that we need to learn how important it is to pay zakat. And for those people who do pay their zakat, what are the rewards that Allah Ta'ala has prepared for them? And then at the end, my dear Islam brothers, we're going to mention the punishments for those people who do not pay their zakat. These punishments might not only be, you know, in the hereafter, but these punishments are in the world as well. The blessing that is taken away from that person, inshallah, azawajal, we're going to go through this. I request you, whatever you are doing at this moment in time, leave everything for a short while and come and listen to this bayan. And inshallah azza wa jal, make good intentions. One of the intentions that we can make during this silsila is for the viewers of Madani channel, is that make the intention that inshallah we will act upon the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Ballighu anni walau ayah, pass on from me even though it's one ayah. So whatever we learn in this silsila, in this episode, inshallah azza wa jal, we're going to pass this knowledge on to other people as well. You never know, my dear Islamic brothers. Maybe there is someone out there who is not paying his zakat. Either it may be that he's a bit lazy in offering his salah, or maybe that there could be a reason that person, he doesn't know how to work his zakat out. I know I've met with a few people who say that we cannot work our zakat, and therefore, ma'azallah, they did not pay their zakat. If that is the case, my dear Islamic brothers, then alhamdulillah azza wa jal, during this silsila, inshallah azza wa jal, you know, we might be able to have something that we can take to them people. And inshallah, azza wa jal, try to save them as well. As you know, the best Muslim is he that who saves himself and he saves his other brothers and sisters as well. May Allah azza wa jal give us all the ability to learn today. And inshallah, azza wa jal, act upon the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and pass on to others as well. Inshallah, azza wa jal, we'll go through first the blessings of reciting durood upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Sayyidina Fuzala bin Ubaid radiallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated that the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was sitting in the masjid. A man came and offered salah and made dua saying these words, Allahumma ghfir li warhamni, that, O Allah azza wa jal, forgive me and have mercy upon me. The beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he says to that person, Ajilta ayyuhal musalli, O the one who performs salah, you hurried. And then the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he says, when you complete your salah, first praise Allah azza wa jal in a manner that he azza wa jal deserves, and recite durood upon me, then make dua. The narrator, he further on, he says that after him, another person came, he offered his salah, and then he praised Allah Azza wa Jal and recited durood upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said to him, Ayyuhal musalli ud'u tujab. Yani, oh, who offered salah, make dua, it will be answered. So alhamdulillah azza wa jal, we've learnt a beautiful hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that whenever we make the dua, do not rush into making the dua. As soon as after salah, Allah alhamdulillah azza wa jal, we make dua. Now, my dear Islam brothers, we've learnt what the sunnah way of making dua is. That after offering your salah, praise Allah azza wa jal, and then recite durood upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Amir al-Sunnah has given us such a beautiful manner to start the dua off. And that covers both the hamd and the durood as well. And that manner is Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. That is praising Allah azza wa jal. And then we read, Wassalatu wassalamu ala sayyidil mursaleen. You must have noticed that this is the same way I started my bayan off as well. So alhamdulillah, whenever you make the dua, start off with these words, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Wassalatu wassalamu ala sayyidil mursaleen. And then make the dua, and then at the end of the dua, recite durood upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and take your hands over your face like this. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, our du'as will be accepted. So Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, you know, we've already started to benefit from this bayan, is that we've learned, Alhamdulillah, the sunnah method of making du'a. May Allah give me and all of us the ability to act upon this. Ameen. Bijahi Nabiyyil Ameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Sallu ala al-Habib Sallallahu Ta'ala ala Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa barik wa sallim. My dear Islam brothers, we're going to discuss today about the punishments, of not paying zakat. And not paying zakat is one of the major sins. And we need to know about this major sin, because if we are committing this sin, then remember, my dear Islamic brothers, what the scholars have said, that a person who commits a major sin over and over again, may be that person could lose his iman at the time of his death. So it's very, very important. Now, it's a beautiful story, and I want to read this story out to you. It's a small incident at the time of Sayyiduna Musa alayhi salatu wa salam. This story is mentioned in Tafsir Khazin, volume number 3, page number 422. Qarun, we've heard of the Qarun, and he's mentioned in the Quran as well. He's mentioned with Fir'aun, with Haman, and with Qarun. These people were at the time of Sayyiduna Musa alayhi salatu wa salam. Qarun was the son of Yashar, who was the uncle of Sayyiduna Musa alayhi salatu wa salam. He was a very handsome man. Impressed with his charm and elegant beauty, people used to call him Munawwar. Another quality that made him prominent amongst the Bani Israel was that he was a great scholar of the Torah. He was very humble in character. In return, people used to show great dignity and respect towards him. Allah Azza wa Jal blessed him with enormous and unimaginable treasure of wealth, that he had appointed 40 strong and powerful men to take care and operate the keys of his treasures. As it is stated inside the Holy Quran, para number 20, Suratul Al-Qasas, verse number 76, translation from Kanzul Iman. And we gave him so many treasures whose keys were a heavy burden for a strong group of men. An excess of wealth changed his attitude entirely, and he became extremely arrogant. When the commandment of zakat was revealed, he promised in front of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam that he will pay a share of his zakat from his capital. But when he calculated his wealth and possessions, a huge amount was deductible as the zakat money. Upon seeing this, greed and hatred overpowered him. He did not only deny zakat, but also tried to slander Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, ma'azallah, and plotted an evil deed against him, influencing a woman through a lot of wealth to lay a blame on Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Thereafter, right when Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was delivering a sermon, Qarun interrupted him and said that Bani Israel have assumed that you have committed adultery with such woman, ma'azallah. Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam said, bring that woman in front of me. Therefore, she was summoned. And Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam said, O woman, swear in the name of Allah Azza wa Jal, who split the river, dug out ways and revealed the Torah, speak the truth. The woman, she started to tremble, seeing the glory and majesty on the face of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, and publicly confessed, O Prophet of Allah, Qarun enticed me to lay a blame against you by giving me a good amount of money. Then Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam prostrated with tearful eyes to thank Allah Azza wa Jal and supplicated to Allah Azza wa Jal in the state of prostration that, O Allah, inflict your wrath and anger upon Qarun. Then he alayhi salatu wasalam said to the Bani Israel that the one who is with Qarun should stay with him and the one who is with me should separate himself from Qarun. Therefore, all of the Bani Israel left Qarun except for two people. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam then ordered the earth, O earth, seize Qarun straight away. Qarun sunk into the earth up to his knees. He alayhi salatu wasalam again ordered the same command to the earth, and again Qarun sunk down to his waist. After witnessing this, Qarun started crying and started begging Musa alayhi salatu wasalam for the sake of his kinship and relationship with Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. But Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam did not give any response. Finally, he completely sunk into the earth. And Sayyidina Qatada radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says that Qarun would continue sinking into the earth till the hereafter. Bani Israel said, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam invoked a curse upon Qarun due to his house. So people started talking that because Musa alayhi salatu wasalam ma'azallah wanted to take over the wealth of Qarun, that is why he has done this. So Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, he ordered that house, and that house which was made of gold and all of his treasures, they were all buried inside the ground as well. My dear Islamic brothers, Allah Azza wa Jal has mentioned in the Holy Quran, فَخَسَفْنَا بِهِ وَبِدَارِهِ الْأَرْضِ فَمَا كَانَ لَهُ مِنْ فِئَةٍ يَنْصُرُونَهُ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ وَمَا كَانَ مِنَ الْمُنْتَصِرِينَ. Translation from Kanzul Iman. Then we caused him and his home to sink into the earth, so he had no group to help save him from Allah Azza wa Jal, nor could he take revenge. My dear Islamic brothers, this was about Qarun. Now, you know, you just imagine who Qarun was. He had such a huge wealth. He had so much money. He had so much, you know, gold and silver. But when he came to paying zakat, ma'azallah, he denied paying zakat. And then on top of that, ma'azallah, he started to slander Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. And look at the punishment. This punishment, my dear Islam brothers, Allah Ta'ala has mentioned inside the Holy Quran. And these type of incidents, these types of stories, are for us to read them and try to keep away from these sins that these people have committed. Qarun, he denied paying zakat. And look at the punishment that Allah Ta'ala gave him. It says that he will be continue to be sunk inside the earth until the day of judgment. Now, my dear Islam brothers, for those people who do not pay their zakat, just imagine, you know, what if Allah Ta'ala puts us into these kind of problems? What are we going to do? First, I want to talk about the blessings and the benefits of giving zakat. So that if the shaitan is whispering in our minds, if it's time for us to pay zakat and the shaitan is whispering to us that you're going to give all this wealth, in the name of Allah, your wealth is going to decrease. Let us learn, my dear Islamic brothers. Allah Azza wa Jal has said inside the Holy Quran that zakat is obligatory. Zakat is farz. Not sunnat or wajib. Zakat is farz for a Muslim to pay. Allah Azza wa Jal, he says in para number 1, Suratul Baqarah, verse number 43, وَأَقِيمُ السَّلَاةَ وَآتُ الزَّكَاةِ. Translation from Kanzul Iman. And establish prayer and give zakat. And commenting on the blessed verse mentioned above, Sadrul Afazil, Allama Maulana Mufti Sayyid Muhammad Naimuddin Murad Abadi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali has stated in Hazainul Irfan that this verse states the obligation of salah and zakah. So my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madini channel, Zakat is also one of the essentials. It is one of the essential important pillars of Islam as well. The noble Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has stated, Islam is based on the following five principles. So this is another beautiful thing that we've learned, that Islam is based upon five principles. Number one is to testify that none has the right to be worshipped but Allah Azza wa Jal, and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the Prophet of Allah. Number two, to offer salah. Number three, to pay the zakat, obligatory charity, to perform hajj. And number five is to observe fasting during the month of Ramadan. My dear Islam brothers, no matter how economically advanced any country is, it is still cannot completely eradicate poverty. And there exist people who live in a downward circle of poverty and deprivation due to the various reasons. Allah Azza wa Jal has entrusted the wealth and prosperous people with the responsibility to meet the needs of the poor people. Therefore, Allah Azza wa Jal has made zakat obligatory upon wealthy people so that they help the miserable and destitute people of society through their zakat, and for wealth to also circulate in the hands of the poor instead of restricting it to just the elite few. Now, you know, at the time of Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Muslims used to pay their zakat, and alhamdulillah, such a blessed time, such a blessed era that people were paying their zakat, yet no one was taking zakat because everyone, alhamdulillah, was living a good life. Now just imagine, how many people do we see today? If the rich people paid their zakat on time and they paid their zakat fully, seriously, my dear Islam brothers, there will be no one begging on the streets. And we see every country that you go to, I'm even talking about the Western countries as well, I'm even talking about the poor countries as well, where you go, people are begging. People cannot afford food to eat. And there's so many cases where people have, ma'azallah, committed suicide because they couldn't feed themselves. There was an article that I was reading, and in that article he was saying that a father, he went out to look for a job, and for so many days he kept on going looking for a job. He couldn't find a job. At the end, sadly, he committed suicide and killed his family members as well because he couldn't afford to feed them. And if we pay our zakat, then do you not think that we can feed these people? There are millions of people throughout the whole world who are dying because of hunger and thirst. There are millions of people throughout the whole world who need your money. Allah Ta'ala has given you that wealth, not so that we can buy big mansions and flashy cars and live a life, you know, flying here and there, wearing gold and all these kinds. This was not the reason why Allah Ta'ala gave us this life. This wealth that has been given to us, that's not the reason why it was given to us. Let's look at the poor and destitute. There are those people who are, you know, so poor who can't even afford to eat. And I've seen it with my own eyes as well. That people, you know, whatever leftover food someone has left, you know, there are people who would go and sit and eat that food. Why do we have to make these people eat that food that is left over? Why can we not pay for them and make them eat that food what we are eating as well? My dear Islamic brothers, Allah Azza wa Jal has mentioned inside the Holy Quran, translation from Kanzul Iman, and it is He who has made you vicegerents, successors in the earth, and ranked some of you high above others, in order that He may test you with what He has bestowed upon you. Para number 8, Suratul An'am, verse number 165. So Allah Ta'ala has put us into a test. Those who have money, those who have wealth, don't think that this money and wealth is being given to us so that, you know, we can do whatever we want. No, that is a test from Allah Azza wa Jal. And in another place, Mufti Sahab Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, he comments on this and he says, for example, on this ayat, He makes you undergo tests and trials and observes how grateful you are after gaining high status, blessings and wealth, and how you treat one another. So this respect that Allah Ta'ala has given you, you know, you got people around you, you got people protecting you, You know, you got a protocol. People are walking with you. People are respecting you. Don't think that this respect is just going to finish in this world and you're not going to be asked about it. No, this respect for you is a blessing of Allah Ta'ala for you. You will be asked on the day of judgment. Whatever blessings Allah Ta'ala has given us, we will be asked about each and every blessing. Our wealth, our family, our homes, our comfort, all these things, they're all blessings. And my dear Islam brothers, all of these blessings will be asked on the day of judgment. And the first good fortune of paying zakat is that it is a source of the completion of iman. Subhanallah. So your iman is completed when you pay your zakat. Two sayings of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, two blessed hadiths of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I want to mention these in front of you. Number one, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, completion of Islam is that you pay your zakat of your possession. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, the one who has iman upon Allah azza wa jal and his Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it is necessary for him to pay zakat of his possession. Subhanallah. My dear Islam brothers, you know, that is, so this is the completion of your iman. And alhamdulillah azza wa jal, these are the beautiful hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that encourages to pay zakat. In another place, Allah Azza wa Jal has said in the Holy Quran, para number 9, Suratul A'raf, verse number 156, translation from Kanzul Iman, and my mercy encompasses all things, so I shall soon destine favors for those who fear and pay the obligatory charity, yani those who pay zakat. Another beautiful thing Allah Azza wa Jal has mentioned inside the Holy Quran, para number 1, Suratul Al-Baqarah, verse number 3, وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ, translation from Kanzul Iman, and spend in our cause from what we have bestowed upon them. So this is a command from Allah Azza wa Jal, that whatever we have given you, spend in the cause, in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal. And when a person, he pays his zakat, when he spends sadaqah in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal, Allah Azza wa Jal, he says, para number 18, Suratul Mu'minun, verse number 124, translation from Kanzul Iman, successful indeed are the believers, those who humbly cry in their prayers and do not incline towards indecent matters, and those who pay the zakat. Subhanallah. You know, when we talk about successful people, so many people come into mind. So and so politician is successful, so and so businessman is successful, so and so person is successful. But Allah Ta'ala, alhamdulillah, has mentioned that those people who will be successful are the believers, those people who offer their salah, those people who cry in their salah, and those people who pay their zakat. These are successful people. Allah Azza wa Jal, he says in the Quran, para number 17, Suratul Hajj, verse number 40 and 41, translation from Kanzul Iman, and indeed Allah Azza wa Jal will assist the one who helps his religion. Indeed, surely Allah is almighty, dominant. The people who, if we give them control in the land, would keep the prayer established and pay zakat and enjoy virtue and forbid from evil. And for Allah only is the result of all works. Subhanallah. So Allah Azza wa Jal has mentioned all these verses that I've, my dear Islam brothers, mentioned in front of you. These are the blessings for those people, alhamdulillah, who pay their zakat. And by paying zakat, there is a strong brotherhood as well. It says that a person who pays zakat, he plays a very pivotal role in developing a strong brotherhood amongst Muslims, leading to the fostering of unity in the Islamic society. And Muslims become the testimony of following the blessed sayings of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam by their mutual operation and affection. This similitude of Muslims is like one body in regard to mutual friendship, affection and feelings of attachment. When any limb is hurt, the whole body hurts because of sleepless and fever. This is just an example. If we have pain in any of our fingers, and if that pain is a throbbing pain, you will still not get to sleep at night. If that pain is in your toes, you'll still not be able to sleep. If it's anywhere in the body, a person, he cannot go to sleep because of pain. This is how we as a ummah should be And this was Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he was the Khalifa, the Amir al-Mu'mineen. There are so many beautiful waqi'as. And Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, Maktabatul Madina has published two volumes of this book, Fazane Farooq-e-Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And in that, Alhamdulillah, you find that the way Sayyidina Farooq-e-Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu, how much love he had for the Ummah, even though he was the Amir al-Mu'mineen, he was the king of the Muslims at that time. Yet his way of living was that all day he would take care of the people, any problems, he would sit, he would listen to them, he would help them. And at night, he would worship Allah Azza wa Jal, and then he would go around the streets of Medina trying to look for someone who needs his help. This is what we need to do, my dear Islam brothers. Instead of stashing our money in the bank and just waiting, ma'azallah, for that interest to go high and just, you know, putting all that money in a safe at home. Why? What good is it putting that money at home? You know, you might be thinking, well, Allah Ta'ala has given me. Allah has given you for a reason. If Allah Ta'ala wants, He can take everything away from you. From a millionaire, a billionaire, you can become a pauper, you can become a beggar on the streets. And it's happened many times. Don't be thinking that it's not going to happen to me. Yes, my dear Islam brothers, it's happened in the past and it can happen again. This money that Allah Azza wa Jal has given us, this wealth that Allah Ta'ala has given us, distribute this wealth amongst those people who need that money. What is me having 50 grand at home, stashed up, doing nothing? Why do we not give it in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal? Give it to someone who needs that money. At least help someone. Help those people who are in need. Though there might not be anyone around you, but go and look. It's your duty. It's not the duty of a beggar or someone else or someone who needs that zakat money. It's not their duty to come knocking on your door and asking for money. It's your duty because it is your zakat, your money. Zakat, it purifies your wealth. And in the beautiful hadith narrated by Sayyidina Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, pay zakat out of your possession of wealth, it will purify you. So zakat, it purifies the wealth of a person. And then, he gets rid of the evil qualities of money. Allah Ta'ala has mentioned this inside the Holy Quran, para number 4, Surah Ali Imran, verse number 180. Translation from Kanzul Iman. And never must those who act miserably upon what Allah has bestowed upon them of His grace think that it is good for them. In fact, it is harmful for them. Soon what they had withheld will be collars around their necks on the day of resurrection. And another place, Surah At-Tawbah, verse number 34 and 35. Allah Azza wa Jal, He says, and those who hoard up gold and silver and do not spend it in the way of Allah, so to them give the glad tidings of a painful punishment, the day when it will be heated in the fire of hell, and their foreheads and their sides and their backs will be branded with them. Here is what you hoarded for yourselves. So now taste the joy of your hoarding. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has mentioned in the hadith that the first three persons who will enter hell, one of them will be that rich man who does not fulfill the right of paying zakat in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. In another hadith, the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he says, if any person is an owner of gold and silver and he does not fulfill its right, i.e. he doesn't pay zakat, what is due upon him when the day of resurrection would come, plates of fire would be spread for him, which would then be heated in the fire of hell, and his sides, his forehead and his back would be branded with them. Whenever these cool down, the process is repeated during a day, the extent of which would be 50,000 years until judgment is pronounced among bondsmen, and he would see his path whether leading him to heaven or hell. So even before the day of judgment comes, when a person rises from his grave, one day will be equivalent to 50,000 years. Now, one day in this world, on the day of judgment, is going to be equivalent to 50,000 years in the world. And just imagine, if this process, this punishment, is to be given to us repeatedly again and again and again, what are we going to do, my dear Islam brother? So, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, as Muslims, my dear Islam brothers, Allah Ta'ala has given us wealth. Allah Ta'ala has given us so much. let's distribute this wealth in the way of Allah. If you don't know how to calculate your zakat, see a Sunni scholar, sit with them. Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, Dawat-e-Islami has a department, Darul Ifta. Darul Ifta Ahl-e-Sunnat, throughout the whole world, ring Darul Ifta Ahl-e-Sunnat and talk to them, inshallah, Azza wa Jal, free of charge, no cost to you at all. Alhamdulillah, no cost to you at all. They will tell you how to work your zakat and they will tell you how much zakat is due on you. And inshallah, Azza wa Jal, my dear Islam brothers, once you start paying your zakat, seriously, you will see that your life will get better as well. You will see that everything around you, alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, will become better. All the problems that today we are crying about all these, you know, financial problems, all these family issues, all these will go away. Why? Because you are fulfilling the right of Allah Azza wa Jal. And those who fulfill the commands of Allah Azza wa Jal, inshallah Azza wa Jal, Allah Ta'ala will help that person. Hadi Islam brothers, a person who does not pay zakat, his accounts will be taken so strictly that it says that the one who does not pay zakat will suffer a severe accountability, as it is stated that the poor would not suffer the state of nakedness and hunger, but due to the rich. Listen, Allah Azza wa Jal will call such rich people to serve to severe account and will inflict them with painful torment. Allah Ta'ala will punish those people who do not pay their zakat. Read the Quran, understand the Quran. Now read the incidents. I read to you the incident of Qarun. He had millions and billions. I don't think anyone was richer than Qarun in today's time as well. 40 people used to just carry the keys for his treasure. That is how rich he was. But when he denied zakat, what did he have? Nothing. He lost everything. He was ruined. He was humiliated. And Allah Ta'ala punished him, and his punishment will continue until the day of judgment. My dear Islam brothers, alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, let's come to the conclusion. If you have not paid your zakat in the previous years, it doesn't mean that our zakat, whatever's happened has happened. Now, it's the first time you probably be thinking, now I'm going to pay my zakat. Yeah? If it's time to pay your zakat, now my dear Islam brothers, don't think to yourself that if the old and previous years that we missed, they're forgiven. No, they're not forgiven. You have to sit down, you have to work out how much zakat was due in every year. Make a timetable. Just like we made a timetable for everything else, make a timetable for your zakat. May Allah Azza wa Jal reward us, and may Allah Azza wa Jal save our iman for the sake of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyyil Ameen sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
When will